Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, the table setting is the exact same as Steph Curry. I'm not saying that Brock Purdy will ever hold a candle to what Steph Curry...
First name Brock, last name Purdy.
Probably not.
Yeah.
No, probably not. And the almost rhyming of their last names is not what I mean.
Purdy!
What I mean is the aw shucks cute little undersized kid that nobody wanted. It's the exact same starting point as Steph Curry. Brock won't do what Steph did with it. Nobody will.
Right. Only difference is Minnesota passed on Purdy 10 times, and Minnesota only passed on Curry twice.
Very good.
So thank you.
Very good. Although, did Minnesota draft other quarterbacks with all of those picks? Because that's what Minnesota did.
Google it.
Yeah. Got to Google it.
Yep.
We'll take a point guard. We'll take another point guard.
Yep.
Not that point guard. We could take some other point guards. Does anybody remember off the top of their head who the two point guards were?
Of course.
That Minnesota took before Steph Curry. Go ahead.
Johnny Flynn and Ricky Rubio.
Ricky Rubio. That's
Ricky
exactly
Rubio
right.
Made sense. He was one of these like internet
player.
European yeah. Phenomenons, like early YouTube days. Like, have you seen the Ricky Rubio highlight tape? It's like, man, he was good, flashy. He could distribute.
It's so funny. I've always made fun of the overseas player highlight tape because it's like four shots. Like, Darko Milicic, it's like it's the same four shots. They go in every time. Does that mean he's a good NBA player? I could find four shots that I made and put them on film and be like, look at this guy.
Yep.
You can't believe him. He never misses. But, you know, Ricky Rubio had a career. He had a career.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good player.
Yep.
Yeah, a little short of Steph, but you get it.
Right. It's funny you say that about highlight tapes because I was looking at a mock draft for this year's NBA draft, and one of the mocks has the Warriors taking a kid who plays club ball in China.
Okay.
7'1". He's a stretch five, and so I just, whatever, I wanted to see it, and I Googled it, and he was just at the, he was at the pre-draft, combine,
yeah,
in the workouts, and he plays a lot like Quentin Post, but... Same thing you're talking about. Like, you look at a highlight package, and he makes like six or seven or eight plays, and hit a nice little drop step, little spin, hit a three, good little passer, and it's like, this is just so funny. Like, these mock drafts, second-round mock.
I think highlight tapes should include some of your misses.
Yeah, and this actually does.
Yeah, okay, good.
There's a, like...
Just, like, be real about it. Like, yeah, you misses sometimes. It's okay. It's kind of like when you and I were or any broadcaster is putting together your reel.
Yep.
When you're like, I always would suggest that people put together, like, if you want to be in play-by-play, they just put together like 8 home runs in a row. It's like, well, everybody sounds really cool on home runs. Just do 2 innings. Just do 2 innings where no one scores. Oh, curveball, low. Like, do that and send that. And if that sounds good, now you're going to get the job.
Yeah.
Now you're going to get it.
Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. And you know
it does
like,
work that way. That's what I used to send.
You would just send, like, run of the mill. Here's an
just
inning.
Like, here's a couple innings.
Here's three up, three down.
Yeah.
Couple of ground outs to short and a pop out to the catcher.
Here's a couple innings. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I got called up to Idaho. So like, awesome. Hey, this is good. You can come to Idaho with this. And I'm like, I'm on my way.
We ground out two up That's here. Right. You can call a ground out like nobody else.
We don't score runs either. This is perfect.
You're hired.
Come on up.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's the way it went. Anyway, that was fun. I thought that was fun. Talking to Brock Purdy. And sort of just getting a little bit of that vibe, because in the end, it's not going to be different, but a little bit it is, just a little bit. Like we started the conversation with, I'm like fully confident this is not going to change you, but it does just sort of change things that are out of your control. It changes things that are happening around you. You are looked at a little bit differently. Maybe you don't care. Maybe you're awesome at blocking it all out. People will talk about you differently. They'll view you differently. They're going to run what you do through the prism differently. Do you know what I mean? When you get thrown in there because Jimmy Garoppolo's on a cart, like, and you complete passes, everyone's like, hey, well, look at this guy. Well, now when you go complete passes, it's like, you better.
Yep.
I mean, it's at the core of the debate that a lot of us have been having over the last 3 days about Jimmy Butler. Because you keep bringing up, well, he makes $50 million. You better.
Right.
Well, here you go, Brock. You now make $50 million. So it just changes the sound. That's
yes.
all. I think he's ready for that.
He has to be ready. And not only the salary, but, you know, a year more in the league. And every year you advance in the NFL, there's a whole bunch of other guys who have less experience than you. And so you look across the...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Foster now, and he'll be in his, fourth year in the NFL? And so all the third year, second year, and the rookies, they're all going to be more green than you. So you naturally kind of evolve into a leadership spot anyway just by matriculating through the league. And I'm looking at last year's team captains, and he was one of them. So was Deebo Samuel, who is no longer going to be there as the boombox guy. Right. Doesn't mean that Brock will be that guy, but he takes on a bigger leadership role by nature of just being there again.
Why have we not talked about that yet, by the way?
Who's going to be the boombox guy?
Yeah, who's going to be next to Trent Williams?
Well, maybe you go with a new ritual, right? I mean, you don't have to do the boombox.
You don't have to.
Right. Maybe it just evolves into some other sort of ritual. I don't know if you naturally like pass it off to somebody, because you got to be the right guy.
Yeah, but someone else, no matter how you're coming out, someone has to lead you out there. and it was Debo and Trent.
Right.
And now it's going to be Trent and...
Maybe it's Demo. D'Amador Lenore.
Oh, I was looking Debo, at some Demo?
Of the, yeah, I was looking at some of the comments from last night in the Dwight Clark Legacy series, and George Kittle was raving about Demo and his swag and his confidence and all the rest of it.
Tremendous player.
Not only that, and you're
tremendous
right.
Tremendous player.
George Kittle is making it seem like D'Amador Lenore, Demo, was a guy who could step into that role of like, we're here, we're him.
Oh, he
get ready for us.
Oh, he'll talk.
Know? Yeah.
I mean, we watched Demo online. I mean, every single time they won a game, and I know there were only six of them, sometimes even when they didn't. You know, like he was there to tell you all about it. He was there to tell DK Metcalf all about it. You know, all of that stuff. So, yeah, I think he's built for it. I think he's built for it. That's a good call. Maybe it is D'Amador Lenore.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes sense. I mean, you have somebody on the defensive side, and you would naturally kind of think Fred Warner, but I don't know if he... If he needs to be that out there. I mean, he's very vocal, very physical as a player, but he doesn't strike me as that level of swag.
Yeah, it's a little different. It's a little more just kind of straightforward intensity, like, let's go do this. It's not about, like, let's have music and let's dance.
Yeah, and it's just... not going to be Nick Bosa.
Well, you know, I think we should all get hyped up for this game. It's, you know, we want to go out there and really take it to him.
That'd be really funny if it was. Nick's out front. He's like, does anybody know which direction we go?
Yeah.
I've got
the latest Maren Morris to play. Hopefully that'll fire you all up.
All right.
I love Maren Morris. Terrific.
Fantastic. Okay, those of you who were patient on the Kuminga conversation, thank you very much. We want to get right back to the phones at 888-957-9570. Steve Kerr in an hour and 15 minutes. And buckle up for this one. Because, I think
that time you start drinking.
Hey, brother, I think this is a real conversation now. And for those of you who are just joining us, or you got here during Brock, or what have you, this is kind of what started this today. And it's Steve Kerr's appearance on the TK show. That's Tim Kawakami, all part of the Odyssey family. And he got what I think was as intricate as he ever has with regard to the Jonathan Kuminga conversation. And there's two kind of significant pieces of audio, and we'll play them both for you. I think the first one sets the table, and then the second one, that's the ha-ha. That's the boom box.
Yep.
That's the one for me where it's like, okay, now you have to just listen to that and say, do you accept Steve Kerr and the Warriors' position on this or not? Because I think it's as good as anyone has ever been with regard to explaining how we got here. So we'll give you the 1-2 punch. This is the first one. Steve Kerr on the TK show.
I've been asked to win. And right now, he's not a guy who I can say I'm going to play 38 minutes with the roster that we have. Steph and Jimmy and Draymond and put the puzzle together that way and expect to win. Doesn't mean he's not a really good player. Doesn't mean he's not talented. It just means the fit and with the roster that we have, it is tricky. There's no question. And we can talk details. We can talk spacing, usage rate, all that stuff. But the game is about the puzzle fitting. It's about five guys complementing one another at both ends of the floor. All I do is, you know, I try to win. And that, you know, that doesn't, you know, necessarily mean everybody's going to be happy, whether it's the fans or the players or, you know, management, whatever. It's just, I got to do what I think is best.
Okay. So that's the table setter. And I think it is probably, I'm going to admit it's difficult to hear. This was probably a hard sentence for him to say. It's like, you're asked about Jonathan Kuminga's minutes and Steve's like, well, I'm trying to win. Whew.
Yep.
Now, I don't think that's what he was saying.
Right.
But I get how, I mean, this guy's going to hit some people a certain way.
It is. And it just kind of tickled me when he said, you know, can't just go out there and play him 38 minutes a night. Nobody in the association played 38 minutes a night.
That's true. That's
Josh Hart led the league at 37.6.
Was he really the leader?
37.6.
That's
just looked
wild.
It up. Yeah,
Josh,
I mean,
Hart, I would not have guessed that.
I mean, he played almost all the games, yeah, and he played the most minutes.
No, but I mean, they've got a good deep team. And he's not their best player. So it's just, right. But I get it. He's versatile.
Yeah.
He's very versatile.
And so, yeah, you're not going to play him 38 minutes a night because nobody plays 38 minutes a night. And I know that wasn't, you know, the point of what he was saying, but puzzle pieces, fit, spacing, usage.
Well, and what I think we've all also noticed, and I likened it earlier today to kind of where the Colin Kaepernick debate ended up in sports media circles, where everybody is very dug in. Let me give you an example. It just flew across on our text line, and we thank you very much for listening. This comes from 415. But listen to some of the opinions that come out of this conversation. It is literally some, I've never disagreed harder with some of the things that this whole thing, this Jonathan Kuminga experience, makes people say. You want to know what just got texted into us? Steph, Jimmy, and Dre are not a winning combination anymore. Really?
Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond.
You mean the group that played 750 basketball together for the second half of the season? And in fact, nothing ever stopped that. They continued to play that while they were together at all times because the last four losses did not include that whole group because Steph Curry wasn't playing. Steph, Jimmy, and Dre, that's now not a winning combination? I mean, if you're projecting and you're saying, I don't have confidence in them in the future because they're too old, okay, I can hear that. But the factual statement is factually untrue. But that's the level of fandom that's out there with Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah.
I get it.
That trio was a plus 6.2 per 100 possessions in the playoffs. That was only their fifth best trio, by the way. Steph, Draymond, and Buddy. Steph, Draymond, and Pods. Draymond, Buddy, and Pods. Jimmy, Steph, and Buddy. So, but you're seeing the same names pop up over and over again.
There are.
You get down to combo 10, Butler, Kuminga, Pods, minus 8.1.
Okay. Yeah.
Of trios.
By the way, you're also seeing the same names not be there.
Correct. Yeah.
So,
like,
anyway.
You know, Kuminga and Moody and Post and Looney and GP.
All right. So here's the big one for us. I think this is what we think. And this is one we really ask you. Take a close listen to this. It is almost 2 minutes long, but it is filled with juice. If you want to at least attempt, you don't have to, but if you want to attempt to try to understand where Steve Kerr and the Warriors staff and Steph Curry, by the way, are coming from on where this all went with Kuminga, I think this is the one. This is the boom box of the whole thing. So here it is on the TK Show, Steve Kerr.
I've always felt like the type of player JK needs to be is, you know, I've mentioned this in the past, like Sean Marion is a guy who jumps out. And I talked about this JK's rookie year, you know, with his athleticism, running the floor, putting pressure on the rim, offensive rebounds, getting into the dunker, you know, the drop-off pass from drivers, going up and dunking and guarding everybody at the other end. To me, that's what he's really built for. And we've really pushed him in that direction. And I think sometimes with young players, you know, there's a process. I mean, I think Aaron Gordon is a good example. Mm-hmm. You know, he spent years in Orlando where he was, you know, he really wanted to be the scorer and the lead guy and had some success like JK has, but maybe didn't really find his role and find himself till later. And I think that's kind of the hope. I mean, you know, all these guys who come into the league are so young these days. JK came in at 18, 19. So there's a lot of growth ahead for him. I think right now, you know, he is a ball dominant player. I mean, you know, 92nd percentile in usage rate this year in the NBA. That's really high. So on a team with Steph and Jimmy, like, honestly, I mean, Steph's going to have the ball. Jimmy's going to have the ball, you know? And so the fit is tricky. There's no question. And what JK and I've talked about a lot and what we've tried to really hammer home with him is, you know, sprint the floor and rebound and be complementary to those guys. And that's how you can find your role and find more minutes. And hopefully that will, you know, that will click and we'll find that place where he can – yeah, start to do those things and rebound and get loose balls and be a high energy, you know, possession guy. Like I said, like Sean Merritt, like Aaron Gordon. I think those guys are great comps. But young guys take some time to find their place, to figure out the best versions of themselves. And I think that process is still happening.
What I hear is Steve saying the staff has asked Jonathan to play a certain way and he won't do it. And yes, there's a won't or a can't. But I think he can. I think he can. And for those of you who want him to get more minutes, it sounds to me like the staff is sitting there telling him this is how you get more minutes.
Right.
And he don't want to play that way, so he's not going to get any more minutes. And so now who's it on? Now who's it on?
Well, fit is tricky, as he said.
Yes, it is.
The fit is tricky. And so if you have a guy who's 92nd percentile in usage, which means when he's out there, the ball is going through him 92%. As it relates to the rest of the league, I know his usage is 27%, second highest on the team, only to Steph Curry, which, yeah, you want Steph to have the highest usage on the team. He's your best player. Yeah. So that's how that stat is reflected. But all the other things, guarding everyone, sprinting, athleticism, run the floor, pressure the rim, rebound, dunker spot, these are all things that he was not doing consistently. And so I go back to his phrase, fit is tricky. And what he said in his first answer, which is, I try to win. So he's trying to win, and he needs JK to do all those things I just listed. And if he's not doing them consistently, whether it's want or can't, whatever the reason is the reason, yeah. And therefore you can't play.
I think this conversation too often ends up on points per game. That's it. It's all like the point I hear from so many. Jonathan can average 25 a game. I wonder if the whole conversation could just end up in this spot. You're right. You're right. He can. But what about all the other stuff? What about those things? Because those are the things that are often tied to winning basketball, especially because the 25 to 30 point per night role on the Warriors is already taken. It's not available. And so not needed. And in fact, you can't. You can't have two people out there being that ball dominant. You can't do it. That, right? This is where we get to that old there's only one ball conversation that we used to have when Durant was coming to town. So, all right, out to the phones. 888-957-9570. Grandpa Daddy, very, very patient. GPD, how you doing?
Gentlemen, I'm doing very well. How are you guys?
We are great, man. Good to hear from you.
You know what? I just want to say real quick, If people cannot grasp what you two are saying, and like for one of the not the first times, but for I'm going to admit, Gibbs is agreeing with Willard. So the consensus is true. What Kerr is saying, how can you not listen to someone that is an all-time basketball great who played with the greatest? Why are these people coming in and calling about Kaminga this, Kaminga that? Brothers, please, people, please, listen to the basketball gurus and the basketball minds. He laid it out for you like a map. Kaminga, hey, we love you, dude. We want the best for you. But you see what's going on here. Don't sit there and just be a fanatic, because that's what fan stands for. I just want to thank you guys for putting it on the table. Just like, man, you got to be a dummy if you can't understand what you guys are saying, okay? You guys got it right. And you know what? I'm very happy. Brock Purdy, he's sound, man. Oh, Niners and the Warriors, because I think bang, bang, Niners, bang, baby.
Let's go.
Love you guys, man. Thank you.
GPD, thank
Grandpa
you.
Grandpa Daddy.
Listening to Brock fire me up a little bit for the
season. Yeah.
He sounds very comfortable, and that's a good thing. The whole offseason, I think, has an opportunity to feel very comfortable. But, yeah, about Kerr and the Kaminga point, I think that's the question we're kind of throwing out there is, do you accept that answer? You know, Steve Kerr is saying, you can be this. And these players, Sean Marion, Aaron Gordon, these are very good players. These are borderline stars. And they can get and have been paid. So you can do all that. I don't know. I look forward to asking Steve in an hour, if there is truly, because it sounds to me like there's a disagreement between the staff and Jonathan on how he should play.
Yeah, maybe it's just, like you said, an unwillingness or an ability that he just doesn't have. He doesn't have that ability. And Sean Marion, he immediately, when he got to the association, he played a lot more, he scored a lot more, he rebounded a lot more, and he was on winning teams too. So I think Aaron Gordon's probably a more accurate comp for Kuminga, and it took him some time to find his footing in the league.
No doubt, no doubt. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good, and by Lucky California. All right. We got a full hour to talk to you before Steve Kerr comes on to talk more about this. So you've heard the answers now with regard to where this situation is. Do you accept those answers? Steve Kerr is not saying Jonathan Kuminga is not good. Steve Kerr is saying this is what we need Jonathan to be. And to this point, he has not been that person. If he is, the minutes are going to come. Do you accept the answer or not? We're taking your calls right now at 888-957-9570 on Willard and Dibbs.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.